Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's also a global educator on a mission to help you master your mind in order to master your life. If you're experiencing brain noise and you'd love to learn how to quieten your mind and be more present, then in this episode, Dr. DeMartini will show you where to start. If after listening to this episode, you'd love to access the show notes or find any of the links that are mentioned during the presentation, just know that you can access them in the episode description. If today is the first time that you're having the opportunity to listen to the show, then take this time now to follow the DeMartini Show. That way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode titled, The Journey into Presence. Enjoy.
You know, probability, you've heard people talking about, now be present, get into the now, don't live in the past and future, be present. I'd like to address that topic today. So if you have something to write with and write on, you might grab it. But for centuries, if not millennia, there has been discussions in philosophers' minds on what exactly is the present. Is it an infinitesimal, so tiny you can't even get into it? Is it some increment of time that we're called present? And is the present something we once had as we go into the future or will have? If we're living in the past, where exactly is the present? How do we get into it? The power of now, Eckhart Tolle talked about. Well, how do we do it? I've been fascinated with that topic for many decades. So let's just address that topic for a second. Now, my observation, if you are meeting people and you meet somebody that you're infatuated with and you look up to them and you're conscious of the upside and unconscious of the downside, and you anticipate, you start to create an imagination of what could happen engaging with this individual into the future. And if you ran into somebody in the past that you were infatuated with in the past and liked, you might recall that into the past. As long as you have imagination into the future and you have memory, you're adding the arrow of time into your mind, which is what is called entropic. It tends to make us disordered and it tends to make us wobble and not be present. But we're thinking about the future, thinking about the past, and we're having intrusive thoughts about things we're infatuated with or things we were once infatuated with in the memory of the past. The same thing if we resent somebody. If we're highly resentful and conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upsides, we can actually now have intrusive thoughts. I'm sure you've had infatuations or resentments to people and had tried to sleep at night and you couldn't sleep because you had all this ruminating in your mind and your imagination was running wild and the memory of what has happened is now in your mind. So you're oscillating back and forth. And when you do, you have time in the mind. And anytime you do that, you're in the existential world where you've extended time and space into past and future and over there, not here. But the being present is very powerful. It's a one word that actually integrates space and time. Present here, present now. And what's interesting is when you extract out space and time from the mind and become present, you also empower the mind. Your intuition is attempting to do that, but the impulses and instincts of your amygdala and your subcortical area of your brain and your subconscious mind is keeping it in time. That's why philosophers said there was Kairos and Chronos. Chronos was time and Kairos was present. So the question is, how do we actually go to the present? Well, I've been interested in that for a long time. And in fact, my DeMartini method that I present in the Breakthrough Experience is designed for that objective. It actually says, now go to a moment where and when you perceive a particular event that you were infatuated with or resentful to, that you admired or despised, that you look up to or down on. And in that moment, you find the opposite. If you're finding it positive, you find the negative to it. If you find it negative, you find the positive to it. And once you bring them into perfect symmetry, perfect synchronicity, simultaneous opposites, you take out memory and imagination and infatuation, resentment, and you bring somebody to the present. Now, I've been doing that for 35, 38 years now, and the 35 in the breakthrough experience plus, 38 years clinically with people, with my method. And when people are actually present, they have tears of gratitude, they feel love, they're inspired, they feel real enthused about what's happening, they see the hidden order in the chaos. They really are in a state of gratitude and love, and they really, they maximize their potential and their service and utility into the world. So the second we see both sides of an event simultaneously, and we don't get infatuated or resentful, where we see the downside of the thing we look up to and the upside of the thing we look down on, the second we do that, we become present. The present is the synthesis and synchronicity of complementary opposites in time or space or in emotional charge, so, or things that matter to us. So I ask people, what specific trait, action, or inaction do you perceive this individual displaying or demonstrating that you admire most or despise most? Great. At that moment, I ask them now, at that moment, what's the downside to it or what's the upside to it? And when the downsides and upsides come into perfect equilibrium, where it's not positive nor negative, it's neither positive nor negative, the memory and imagination come into the present. And instead of sitting there and holding on to a memory of the past or of imagination of the future, we automatically extract out space and time of the mind and get present. Now, meditation is sort of doing this with our intuition, and we can get to the present by a meditation, but it's kind of a hit and miss. It may take minutes. But the method that I've developed is designed to take you into the present. It's designed to extract out space and time for the mind to become present. And it's the space and time in the mind that causes all the disorder and chaos and emotional vicissitudes and volatilities and uncertainties we have in our life. The moment we bring ourselves into the present, we transcend those. And again, we have the transcendental feelings of gratitude, love, inspiration, enthusiasm, certainty, and presence. And that's where we have the most power. That's where we're most objective. Well, see, we have subjective biases when we judge things, and we have objective truth when we actually love things. We see both sides of things. Now, I'm not defining love as an infatuation, which many people think is love, but love is the synthesis and synchronicity of opposites. And what I mean by synchronicity, that means there's no time separating things causally. It's not this happened, and then after that, this happened. They're simultaneous. When you have simultaneity, and you have synchronicity, and you have a perfect synthesis in space and time, you now become present. Now, this was done by the dialectic, by Greek philosophers, attempting at least, but I've developed a method that I think goes beyond that and allows you to ask questions. I have a section in my DeMartini method, which I present in the Breakthrough Experience, called Columns 6 and 13 of a series of columns that we ask questions on. And in this question, we go to a moment where and when we perceive an individual displaying or demonstrating a trait, action, or inaction that we admire or despise most. And in that moment, we identify where it happened, when it happened, and we become present in the moment of perception. The more present we are in the moment of perception, the less we have space and time, and the less we have emotions, and less the uncertainties. And in that moment, our intuition will pop out once we're clear on the where, the when, and what the content was, and exactly what and who they did this to, if they did it to you, the action that you're judging. If you get really present with it, your intuition reveals the complete antiparticle, the opposite experience, because all perceptions are made out of pairs of opposites. And the moment you see both of them simultaneously, you enter into the presence. And the moment you do, you're not in beta waves, you're not in delta waves, you're in alpha theta waves, and then you synchronize into gamma waves, and you get a gamma synchronicity, and aha, eureka moment, where you're inspired, and you get tears in the eyes, and you know a state of knowing, there's no uncertainty, a state of certainty. And in that moment, you have the moment of presence. And it's awe-inspiring. There's a very powerful state called presence. And in that moment, there's kind of a timeless mind, ageless body, as Deepak used to say. And in that moment, we don't age. We don't have entropy. We have negentropy, the opposite of entropy. And this is the physics of life, not the physics of death. Entropy is the tendency to go to randomness and disorder, and which is part of the death process, the death physics. But this is life physics. This is discovering the hidden order in the apparent chaos and seeing things. It's when you reclaim the information that you were unconscious of and become fully conscious and you see both sides simultaneously that you become present. And this state is not only profound as far as wellness quotient, but it's also profound in the sense of loving and appreciating life and yourself and the people around you. So I just wanted to make a few moments on this idea of being present. Again, if you ask the question that allows you to be really present in the moment and synthesize and syncretize the opposite, pairs of opposites in the mind, we end up in presence.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
What's interesting is that in quantum physics, there's a thing called entanglement. We have a positive charged particle like a positron and a negatively charged particle like electron, and they originate out of a photon. And what happens, they go, no matter where they are in space and time, they work as a team. And so this is a quantum entanglement. Well, the same kind of thing occurs sort of in the mind. The mind has never a memory without an imagination. The hippocampus that stores the memory also has the details for the imagination. And in the process, when you get really present, at the moment of perception, these things that separate normally reunite. And in that moment, you have a temporal entanglement, time is synchronized, a spatial entanglement, no matter where it is in space-time, they synchronize their opposite behaviors. And in that moment, you have presence. And this is the key, as I said, to wellness. This is the key to stability. It's the key to self-actualization. And I'm a firm believer that if you follow the process that I teach in the Breakthrough Experience and actually go through and do that and enter into that state, which we make sure everybody does, you can't have anything except a tear of gratitude. You spontaneously see the hidden order in the apparent chaos, and you realize there was nothing to fix, nothing to change. It's like a perfection that occurs. You know, Leibniz, a German philosopher, talked about that the more people probe into the mysteries of life, the more perfect it becomes. And I think this is it. We have this assumption there's a mistake in the universe or some sort of disordered thing that's going on. And then we look and ask a new set of questions that equilibrate our mind. And we enter into a state where there's nothing but grace, a state where we realize that there's nothing to fix. You know, every week in the Breakthrough Experience, I had people coming there and they come up with the idea that, you know, my father didn't do this, or my mother didn't do that, or my brother didn't do this, or sister didn't do that, or my husband does this, and they got judgments. And every time you judge, you're adding space and time to the mind, weighing yourself down with gravitational pull, emotional baggage, and you store it in your hippocampus, in the subconscious mind, this drama that's in your life, and these uncertainties and vicissitudes. But the second you go through there and ask the right question to see both sides simultaneous and synchronize your mind and extract out space and time between pairs of opposites and literally enter into the world of the entangled pairs of opposites, like in quantum physics, you open up a doorway of opportunity for your life to be actually fulfilled. And that's why I took the moment to share this, because I've developed a science since I was 18 years old. I've been working on it. 52 years. And you can access this state, and it's duplicatable and reproducible and transcribable and translatable. And I can take anybody from almost any culture and have them go through it. If they can translate what my instructions are, they can actually go and enter into this state. And actually in that mind state, that mental state, you're actually not aging. You're actually having no entropy. You're actually just present. There's a stillness there in the mind. There's no noise in the mind. There's no distractions. There's no impulses and instincts to seek or avoid because of pleasure or pain. You've synthesized it. I define love as the synthesis and synchronicity of all complementary opposites. And you enter into a state of love. And there's grace, as I said. And then you're present. And this present is the perfect state of where you sit in awe. And you're in silence, golden silence. You've hit what Aristotle called the golden mean, the highest virtue. And this is something that literally stops some of the aging. See, as long as we're in the existential world where we're in memory and imagination, we've stored some sort of emotional charge or polarity, we're going to fear that which we think is, fear the loss of things that we think are positive. We're going to fear the gain of things that we think are negative. If we completely neutralize them and synchronize them, we don't have fear. We don't have fantasy. No philias, no phobias, just presence. And that state is a very profound state. And one of the things I absolutely love about the breakthrough experience is teaching people how to do that, making them go through that, experience that, and have an awe. And they're literally silent and speechless almost when they have it because they don't even know how to put it in words. And that's profound. I've seen people heal from it that had health issues. I've seen people resolve conflicts and issues with people. I've seen them love and appreciate themselves. So I think the journey into the present is something worthy of every human being. I don't know of any human being that can't benefit by extracting out space and time from their mind and getting into the present. And that's why the quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. If you ask questions that allow you to see both sides of an event simultaneously, instead of labeling it positive or negative or good or bad or judging it with moral hypocrisies, but to actually just honor it and see its wholeness. When you're objective, you see both sides simultaneously. When you're subjective, you bias your opinion and you perceive things. You have false positives and false negatives. You see things that aren't there and you don't see things that are there, and you distort your reality. And then you end up having the aging process and a bunch of time. And you then store that in memories and imaginations for fear of loss of things or fear of gain of things, prey predator mentality, animal behavior, instead of actually human nature at its finest. So the journey into presence is asking quality questions, which I've described and outlined in the breakthrough experience with the Demartini method, to assist you in having the timeless mind and ageless body, the state of presence. And I believe that anybody, I've seen young kids go through it and apply the method and see the results. I've seen people in their 90s do it. So time has nothing to do with it. And as far as the aging process, who's the one that can do this? We can all do it. But learning how to do it, I'm certain, can reduce the stress levels, empower your life, help you communicate more effectively, help you appreciate and love your life, and allow you to just not have the aging, you know, and stressful dynamics that most people live in. So just want to take a few moments to talk about the journey to presence and the journey about being present, and to let you know that in the breakthrough experience, I show you how to do that and teach you the Demartini method, so you've got that the rest of your life. And I think it does stop and slow down the aging process and allows you to actually have more gratitude and love and inspiration and enthusiasm and certainty and presence, which I call the transcendentals of life. So if you're interested in that, please join me at the Breakthrough Experience and come and learn this method on how to become present.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. Demartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. Demartini, then follow the Demartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. Demartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the Demartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, If you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.